Well, look who's here. Talk about the Blackhawks.
Yes.
It's John Weideman and Troy Murray from your Chicago Blackhawks broadcast team. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hi there.
Great to be here,
yeah,
guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
I feel like I should be checking Marianne so you guys have something to talk about. are you ready? And is it true that even though we were disappointed with the way the season ended last year, should we be happy that these guys got a longer rest than they did a year ago? Does it really make a big difference?
Bob, I say absolutely.
How much longer?
Well, they got like 3 weeks compared to the year before where they won the Stanley Cup, I believe it was June 24th in Boston. And that 3 weeks, in my opinion, that's huge because you got to let the body heal for one thing.
So really 3 weeks can make that big of a difference? In healing, in resting, okay. And having fun?
I'm going to defer to my partner because I never played in the NHL. He did.
Well, compared to the year before, obviously, when they won the Stanley Cup, I mean, they're celebrating, and it's a real quick summer for the players. I mean, before they finish celebrating, it's already time to be back into full mode of training. To get those 3 extra weeks, plus being in a position where I think there's a bad taste in your mouth, that they really want to come back hungry this year, and everybody came in training camp in great shape. Everybody's basically, knock on wood, very healthy. So that 3 weeks, and plus not being the champion and having all that and involved in your summer, really helps this team to be motivated starting the season in next week, next Thursday in Dallas.
You guys do such a great job on WGN Radio, and I've said this to my little nephew, Judd, who loves hockey. I think I could probably fake my way through at least a few minutes of baseball or basketball or football, but put me up there in the booth during a hockey game, and I'm pretty much Ralph Cramden. Hama, 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 hama. It's fast. You've got a lot of interesting names to pronounce, but mm-hmm. I guess in the case of both of you guys, when you grow up doing it and it's been in your blood forever, you don't really think twice about it, do you?
Well, I will say that, you know, I'm very lucky. I played the game, and as an analyst up there, I watch the game, and I watch it as a fan, and I enjoy what's going on here. And I'm watching the game, and in my headset, John is telling me what I'm watching. It's pretty incredible, and it's the truth. I mean, he is telling me exactly what I'm seeing, and every now and then I catch myself, and I'm, oh, my goodness, he's giving me the play-by-play of what's going on in my mind. Over the radio broadcast, yeah. John, I think in the National Hockey League, in my opinion, I've said this before, by far and away the best play-by-play guy on radio.
Okay, I am always curious about the first time, the first time you called a game. I mean, was your head exploding?
No, I just wanted to make sure that I got it right.
But I mean, it's kind of like just jumping on this really fast-moving train.
Yeah.
So, did you ever fall off? What did you have to?
I've dropped a few malaprops from time to time. I've said the wrong name lots of times. You use the wrong words sometimes, but it's flowing and it's moving, as you said. So you just keep right on going. And you know, I have a little bit of an advantage. Played the game and still play the game 47 years, so I kind of have a sense of anticipation of what's going to happen. But I was never a player in the National Hockey League like Troy, and that's why he's so great at what he does, because anything that happens on the ice, he's been there. So, you know, you can take what he says to the bank.
I think the reason you guys sound so great is because it's always like a love fest.
There you go.
A manly love fest.
Well, and John, let me give you a little
wait a minute here.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Each other.
Okay, now I'm not wearing my wedding ring, but I am spoken for.
John, let me tell you something. As an old softball player, you're still playing hockey. Here's my tip to you. Don't stop, because once you stop, that's going to be it. You'll never be able to go back to it.
Bob, God willing, I will play until I'm about 90.
There you go.
And then maybe it'd be about time to get into coaching at that point.
Well, I'll tell you something, and this is true with you guys. This is true with the guys who run the Blackhawks, Rocky, and John. And Jay and all the players, everybody is so engaging. I know it starts at the top, but it has filtered down through everybody connected with this organization. And I know when I take my daughter and her friends to the Blackhawks convention every year, these guys are very, very interested in talking to fans. They couldn't be nicer. It must be really a pleasure to be around athletes like that.
They really are a good group of guys. And again, mm-hmm. it starts with Rocky and works all the way down through John and Jay and, the players. And I think it's a very mutual respect between the fans here in Chicago and the players. I feel very fortunate that I'm around such a good bunch of guys, and they include us in you know, in the conversation. And, you know, if we need something from the players, they're always there. They're great. And as even as
and they're adorable,
as good as they are.
Well, you know.
Anybody specifically, Marianne?
They're all adorable.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we're out of time now. Well, look, a week or two ago, the Blackhawks were playing an exhibition game. Or is it like football? They don't like to call it exhibition. They like to call it preseason. But anyway, so the Hawks were on, and my daughter, in the middle of her homework, she jumps up and says, well, I got to turn on the TV or the radio. The Hawks are on. And I said to her, hey, it's not the regular season yet. Pace yourself. But people are already excited, aren't they?
When you have a training camp festival game that is sold out at the United Center, not even a preseason game, it's a team scrimmage, and you had 20,000 people at the United Center, really shows the anticipation, the excitement of having the Chicago Blackhawks back in town and really relevant in the world of sports these days.
Well, and how many of those are 14-year-old girls?
Plenty.
A lot of them. Yeah,
John, lot of them. John Weideman, yeah. Troy Murray, you bring it all home. We're very lucky to have you guys as our sort of connection, our link to everything that's going on with the Blackhawks. We look forward to hearing you this season.